With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana confirmed another 986 COVID-19 cases today, and 12 more deaths were announced. The state tallied 46 deaths this week alone, and the number of active hospitalizations grew by 51. A total of 437 Montanans were hospitalized with the virus as of this morning. Counties are still looking for ways to reduce the spread, and Gallatin County became the latest to enact tighter restrictions on gatherings, limiting them to 25 people. The County Health Board also voted today to reduce capacity in bars, restaurants, and gyms from 75 to 50%. Bars and restaurants will also now be required to close at 10 p.m. Gallatin County Health Officer Matt Kelly told board members that contact tracers can't keep up.
We're now having a hard time on some days getting in touch with all new cases within a day. And we have fallen significantly behind in our ability to get hold of close contacts in a timely way to get them in quarantine.
Kelly says contact tracers have now shifted their focus to getting a hold of high-risk contacts of known positive cases. Flathead and Hill County Health Departments also announced this week that they could not keep up with contact tracing. According to state health officials, 37% of the state's long-term and assisted living facilities were reporting active COVID-19 cases as of Thursday, with a total of 1,315 active cases in those facilities. 31 residents have died since October 28th. Montana's next governor, Congressman Greg Gianforte, took the first step today to make good on his campaign promise to install new leaders at state agencies. 3 days after winning the executive office, Gianforte is taking applications for top state jobs. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Gianforte's transition team launched a website called servemontana.com. It's an open call for applicants to fill director positions at all of Montana's state agencies, like the Departments of Public Health and Human Services, Revenue, and Labor and Industry. Gianforte is also looking to appoint new members to state boards and commissions. Gianforte, a Republican, is taking over the governor's office from current Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. It's not uncommon for new governors to appoint new leaders to state agencies, especially when the opposing party comes into power. Former Governor Brian Schweitzer did so when he succeeded Republican Governor Judy Martz. Replacing agency leaders was a key platform of Gianforte's campaign. He emphasized wanting new leaders at the Departments of Environmental Quality and Natural Resource Conservation who will streamline project permitting. In a statement on the new website, Gianforte said, quote, "Montanans have made their voices heard. You want Helena to change how it does business," unquote. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Winter is returning to Montana with a vengeance this weekend. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for most of Montana from tomorrow night through Monday morning. Northwestern and west central Montana valleys could receive anywhere from a few inches of snow to over half a foot by Sunday morning. But the heaviest snows will likely be reserved for a broad swath of southwest Montana, including Butte and Anaconda. Travel over Homestake and McDonald Pass could become very challenging, as impressive snow rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour seem possible late Saturday night into Sunday morning. 9 to 15 inches are possible in the mountain passes. Montana's U.S. senators are split along party lines in reaction to President Donald Trump's unproven claims that Democrats are trying to steal the election. Kevin Trevlin with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
The campaign of Republican Senator Steve Daines, who won re-election Tuesday, urged supporters via text Thursday to donate $5 because, quote, "Dems are stealing the election. President Trump needs our support," unquote. Campaign spokesperson Julia Doyle says Daines believes the election should be held fairly and transparently. She did not say why Daines thinks Democrats are stealing the election. Doyle says donations will be used to support the president in recount efforts and that campaign staff are in Arizona observing the counting process and verifying mismatched signatures. Democratic Senator John Tester said in a statement Friday that Trump not accepting unfavorable election results is, quote, "both dangerous and undermines our democracy," unquote. He says local elections officials of both parties have been transparent while counting ballots. A spokesperson for Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte, who was elected governor Tuesday, said in a statement Gianforte, quote, "believes we must protect the integrity of our elections and ensure that every legal vote is counted," unquote. A campaign spokesperson for state Senator Matt Rosendale, the Republican who was elected to replace Gianforte in the U.S. House, did not return a request for comment. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
The Fort Peck Tribal Executive Board yesterday announced the suspension of Tribal Chairman Floyd Azure. Caitlin Nicholas with YPR News reports.
The Fort Peck Tribal Executive Board published the suspension announcement Thursday with a statement of charges against Chairman Azure, including the charge that Azure has refused to attend board meetings since August 24th. Another of the nine charges is an accusation that the chairman inappropriately tried to maintain and pay for services from a close associate's construction company, even as the Tribal Executive Board entered into litigation against the same company, BP Construction, for failing to provide services in exchange for payments exceeding $250,000. Eight Tribal Executive Board members signed the order to suspend Chairman Azure without pay, with three members absent. Azure will be suspended until December 3rd, when a hearing is scheduled to determine if he will be permanently removed from office. Vice Chairman Charlie Headress will serve as interim chairman until a decision is reached. In May 2004, Fort Peck Tribal Chairman John Morales was removed by the Tribal Executive Board after council members said Morales refused to carry out council resolutions. For YPR News and Report for America, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.
A nursing facility in Butte has reported 10 COVID-19-related deaths in less than 2 weeks, and Gallatin County is enacting stricter measures aimed at preventing the spread of the coronavirus. Montana state officials have reported a record 437 hospitalizations, and confirmed infection case numbers are nearing 38,000. The nursing facility deaths were reported by Continental Care and Rehabilitation. The Gallatin County Health Board is requiring bars and restaurants to close by 10 p.m. and reducing capacities at restaurants, bars, gyms, and other gathering places. The Porcupine wildfire south of Big Sky grew to 400 acres today. As of 1 p.m., it was 30% contained. The Gallatin County Sheriff's Office warned 33 residents Thursday that they may need to evacuate. Crews, including four engines and one helicopter, have been working to suppress the fire, which is burning in meadows and timber about 1 mile south of the Highway 191 and Highway 64 junction in Big Sky, on the east side of the Gallatin River. The Custer-Gallatin Forest Service and Big Sky Fire Department are managing the Porcupine wildfire, the cause of which is still under investigation. The fire is more than a mile away from a prescribed burn site managed by the Bozeman Ranger District. I'm Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.